to this. Chapter number 14. Very familiar scripture. While we're turning there, I want Sister Angie to stand and testify. Exodus chapter number 14. Very familiar scripture. I want somebody in this building, you feel something burning on your soul. I'm not just talking about testify. I'm talking about you feel something burning on your heart right now. I want you to stand and say something for the Lord. Quote my title. Exodus chapter number 14, verse number 13. The word of God said, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." I want to read that latter part of this scripture, and I want you to hear it good. "For the Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Somewhere in the middle of my praying last night, I've never preached this thought as I plan to preach it tonight. I want to preach on when you need a never. When you need a never. I want to say that again. When you need a never. The Lord said, "For the Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see them again no more forever." If you will take out them last two words and allow me to read to you exactly what "no more forever" simply means. The Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see them again no more, never. And that's what I want to preach on, when you need a never. Will you stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to help us? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as humbly as I know how. And I'm asking for the presence of God that we've been made to feel in this service tonight to touch my heart. I'm asking for the angel of the Lord to pass by the altar of God, take a live coal off it, oh God, and touch my lips that I may preach the gospel tonight. Let every word that I speak burn with fire.
And let the arrows of God find a lodging place in every soul, in every heart, and in every life. And let us at the end say amen to the fact of what the Lord is going to do for us. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Can the church say amen? I read to you in your hearing where the Word of God teaches us and tells us this story is probably one of the most familiar stories out of the reading of God's Word concerning the children of Israel crossing over to the Red Sea. But prior to that crossing, there was a time of fear. The Word of God says it so plain. And the Bible said, and the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Hear me tonight. I feel like preaching on this here. I was praying last night and on my knees in front of that chair, I began to weep and I began to cry. And the Lord seemed to dip in my spirit while I was praying. He brought this scripture to me. He said, did I not say that I told the Egyptians, that I told the children of Israel concerning the Egyptians, that they shall never, no more, see them again? There's some things in life, as there's some things, and I want to preach this how I feel. There's some things that you and I face, we will never ever reach a place where that is totally gone forever. There's some things that the Word of God teaches us, that He told Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in verse number 9, where He said, but my grace is sufficient for thee. That's what He told him. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen. The Word of God simply teaches us the consolation of the hope of the church and of the people of God. He said, for when I am weak, then I am made strong. The Lord knows what grace I need to counteract against the enemy that's coming behind me, against the force that's raised against me. There's some things that I must declare to you tonight, that since I have been saved, I have fought constantly. There are some traits of some battles that since I've been saved, I can honestly say there's some things I'm always contending with. There's some things it's just the old way of my old Noah. And when I say that, I'm not talking about any sinful habit or any sinful way. But there is some things that I just fight. And there's nobody there to fight it but me and God. But then there is sometimes I find myself weeping, and I find myself crying and saying, God, I need a never. I need a never. I need you to speak to me like you spoke to the children of Israel when you told them, you shall never, you shall see them no more. I tell you, if there's ever been a time that every heart in this building could testify to the fact and say, preacher, I've got some areas of my life that I need to put a never on. I need to put a never there. I don't want to fight that no more. I don't want to face that no more. I don't want to struggle with that no more. I need God to give me a never. Lift your hands and love the Lord. Help me here. Hallelujah. The Word of God told us, with Paul weeping and crying before the Lord, He told him, let this thorn, oh, I wish I could preach how I feel. If you'll just move this thorn, if you'll just do away with this conflict, there's not a person in this building that has any ounce of sense will honestly say, I love feeling the pressure of the battle. I love feeling the torment of the mind. I love feeling the struggle of my heart. And Paul in conflict, he said, I besought the Lord about this, that He would remove it. But all I got out of God was, Paul, my grace
grace is sufficient for thee. I want to tell you that word sufficient simply means it's all you need. You don't need nothing else. I'm everything you need. I'm here to tell you tonight there is sometimes that God gives you sufficient, and then there's sometimes God will give you a never. And I must stand and tell you, it's the time we cry, God, I need a never.
Never. I was in great thought with this. And I begin to, I'm sorry, my preaching's real small. I got to thinking about never. What is never? I'll tell you what Webster Dictionary says never is. Never is to simply mean not ever. At no time. Not at all. By no chance. In no case. Under no conditions. Hallelujah. What do you mean, preacher? When God says that's enough of that. When God looks over there and He says there's no more to that battle. There's no more to that struggle. There's no more to that fight. Did you not hear Him? I said, did you not hear Him? When He spoke to the children of Israel, He said, look back. He said, you see them? You ain't gonna see them no more. If I could just say it how I feel, you'll never see them again. How come I see them a hostile? There's some things in my life. There's some things in your life that need to never put on it. That need to never. Are you hearing me? I said they need a never. They need that spot. But I can say, God, I don't want to see that trial. I don't want to be kind of a hostile. I don't want to face it. I don't want to go good. I need a never. I'm out of it. I'm afraid of this. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach this. Never! When you need a never. I got to looking up that word. Just never. That's all. Just never. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You deserve more than this. But I need a never. Can anybody say amen to that? Maybe you ain't fighting nothing. Maybe you ain't going through anything. Maybe you ain't struggling with nothing. Maybe you ain't reached a place where you gotta cry. I need a never, God. I need this move. But not just move. I don't want to see it again. I don't want to look at it. I need my eyes refocused. I need my heart touched. I need that victory that I put a never on this situation. Hey, Paul, there's some things that you're going to fight, and there's some things that you're going to just find that when you need me, I'm going to be there. There's some things, Brother Brent, you're going to struggle with, and then there's some things they're going to put a never on it. Boy, howdy. I know where I'm at. I know exactly where I'm at. And don't even think about doing it. I mean, don't even think about it. But you hear me well. I want you to know when the Lord speaks about it, there is folks in this building. God's got a way of getting your attention. God's got a way of getting you down. God's got a way of bringing you around. And God spoke to them. He said, you've been under it long enough. Anybody can say amen to that? I've been under it long enough. I've faced it long enough. Anybody in here can say yeah? That sounds like me. That sounds like what I'm facing. That sounds the way I feel. I've been under it. And I'm about ready for a never. I'm making the most out of my heart.
The giant's gone! Gone! Almost!
I wish I could get you to see it. See that? You ain't going to see it no more. I don't know. 3.5 million people standing there facing a Red Sea. All of a sudden somebody feels underneath the bottom of their feet. They begin to feel the earth shake. One man made a statement. He said, you can run. You can feel the running of the horses. He said, one time, you can even feel the running of bulls. He said, you can feel them, the earth. You seem to have a trembling among you. Oh, I don't know what happened, but there was something happened that day, that night, whenever it may be. I don't know if it was in the twilight of the night. I don't know if it was in the afternoon hour. I don't even know if it was when the sun was hot. But somehow or another, something got their attention. And they all turned around and looked. And they began to wail and they began to cry. Why? There's no way to outrun the enemy. I want you to look right at me. There's no way you can outrun him. It's going to take God either to speak one or two things. My grace is sufficient, or I'm fixing to give you a never. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. There's one or two things. God's either going to look at your situation and he said, I'm going to give you a step. Oh, you ain't hearing me. I'm going to give you a sufficient, or I'm fixing to give you a never. He looked back. He said, tell them. I love it. Moses went before the Lord. And Moses said unto the people, after the Lord spoke, he said, see, salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Notice this verse. Verse 17. Verse number 18. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh. Whew. God said, I'm going to take pleasure in destroying him. I'm going to translate that however you like it. But when he said, I will get me honor. I will get me honor. I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to preach how Noah feels. I don't know. You take it and run wild with it all your life. I don't know. God said it's going to do me good. It's just to roll my sleeve up and speak under the wind and cause it to dry it up and then speak under the water to fall. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know how it happened except for how the writ of God's word said that it fell into the water. The water came in on them. I want to tell you about every time they turned around. I'm trying to run out the water. God pumps them right back in. Why? I'm getting honor out of your enemy. I want you to know it's God's will that you have a never on some situations in your life. I need a never. I need that spot, God. I've been a wrestling in. Seems like I can't get victory over it. I've been trying and trying, but now I need an ever. Hallelujah. If I'm going to go any further, I need a never. I need a never. You know what I'm a feeling? I'll tell you exactly what I'm a feeling. I'm feeling a nudge of the Holy Ghost, but I'm feeling a lazy spirit out of some of y'all, and you just rather sit there and absorb and act like you're getting it instead of really crying out, God, that's where I'm at. The enemy's behind me. There's a Red Sea that's in front of me. It's coming in all around me. I need a never. My ministry, if it should go any further, there must be grave markers that I place on the side of the road. This is a never spot. When God killed that, I never saw it again. When God took care of that situation for me, I never was tempted with that again. I hear you. I'm needing God to help me. Right now, you can't even hardly hear me preach for 10,000 devils talking to you right now in your head. That's why the Bible says, suffer not a novice to teach, lest he be lifted in pride and then fall. Swallow hard on that one. There's some times in my life, I need that never spot. I need that spot where I can say, God, I need help. And I don't just need help. If you can give me a never, I need a never right here. I need a never right here. Hallelujah. Hey, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're fighting with it. I don't know what 10,000 devils are screaming right now in your ear. I don't know what they're saying. But there's some in this building. I must preach to you tonight. You need a never. Repetitious, if it may. When he turned around and he looked, he said, you see them? You ain't going to see them no more. You ain't going to see them no more. I want to preach this right here. What do you got in your life? You label it. Right quickly. You put a label on it. You tell it. God, this area, this temptation, take some of the bass out of that house. This problem, this situation, I don't need just a little over the hump. I need a never. I believe I've done reach right where it's at. I need a never. I prayed about this until I don't know how to pray about it no more. I've done said no to it till I don't know how to say no to it no more. I've done fought with it and fought with it till I don't know how to fight with it no more. But oh, Brother Mickey, I know the fire's hot right now. I can feel it. I felt it when I was praying last night. And you were one of the first ones that the Lord brought to me while I was praying. I need a never. That's what I need, God. I need a never spot. I need a spot where you come and said, here it is. This Red Sea ain't only going to be a marker for history, but it's going to be a I'm up against that Red Sea. And I ain't just needing to cross it. I need that Red Sea to be a graveyard. I need that Red Sea to be a never for me. Oh, you hear me? Men went to battle that day, Brother Jeff. Never went home. You hear me? There was a Pharaoh. There was a Pharaoh that went to battle that day. Never came back. There was men that day, just like ordinary men of everyday life, told their wife, I'll see you when the battle's over. But they didn't know God had done rolled out a never. God had done rolled out a never on that prescription. And he said, you ain't never going to face this again. Oh, I love you. What I feel. Hallelujah. You look at that enemy and say, this is it.
This is it. This is the never I've been waiting on. This is the never I've been looking for. I didn't think it'd ever come, but it's here right now. And God said I can have it. And He's going to bury my enemy. Did you not hear? I tell you what Moses did. He silenced the cry of the people. And he said, take notice that you're looking at right now that's making you cry. After God gets done, you ain't never going to see it again.
Some thorns in our life, God looks at and He says, this is good for you. But I'm not going to just leave a thorn there. But I'm going to show you that my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. He told Paul, he said, therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecution and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul said these words. He said it just like this. For he said, I sought the Lord Christ that He would move this. Let it depart from me. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that He might depart it from me. And He said unto me, oh, that's why I like red letter. Oh, I can tell the difference, but oh, it just does something to me. And it said, and He said, Paul said, this is what He said. And then the writer changed pens, dipped it over in blood, and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my, did you hear it? He didn't say it. He said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. What is it, preacher? There is some things that are just par for the course. You understand what I just said? There's just some things I've just got to hit and keep going. There's some things when it backlashes on me, I just got to take the brunt of the blow and just keep right on going. There's some things where Paul said, I bear in my body the marks of the dying of the Lord Jesus. But then there's some things, he said, Paul, you ain't going to have to face this again. There's some things, I'm going to give you grace and I'm going to give you strength and you're going to get over it. But then there's some things, Paul, you ain't going to have to deal with it. I'm going to give you a never. I'm going to move it so far out of your memory. I'm here to preach to somebody in this house. You've asked God, can you wash it out and give me total victory and total peace? I want to tell you, if He can kill the liar and never to be seen, He can do away with her trouble. Oh! Hallelujah! I said, if He knows how to slay the enemy, He can do away with your trouble. It ain't no more. If it ain't no more, can He? It ain't no more, will He? If He's going to give me a never. My God. My God. I wish I could preach a lot to you. I can mash you, Corrado, a whole fire. Step out of that pew, Sister Katie. I said, step out of there. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to put a never on it. I'm going to put a never on it. Hallelujah. Understand that. That battle, that struggle, that always had to lift up somebody else's hand. Always had to push somebody else. God's going to make sure I have a never. All of that struggle. There's sometimes he said, I'm sufficient. But then there's sometimes he examined and said, you need an ever today. Hallelujah. That's where you're at. It's been God's grace, and it has been His sustaining grace and strength. But this night, when 10,000 devils tell me God forgot all about me, what profit has there? And anything that I'm doing, what profit is there? Oh, when you can't swing the axe handle, when you can't pull out the sledgehammer and drive it in, the Holy Ghost, He'll step up. He'll drive the stake and He'll say, here's the spot where God just purchased you a never. I'm going to tell you, sir, when they crossed that Red Sea, they built an altar on the other side of it, and they said, when your children ask anything about it, let it be known underneath that graveyard there is a never. I never saw that battle. I never got sight of the Hosanna. I ain't felt the pressure of that since God grounded it. I put the pressure of that spirit since God grounded it in the Red Sea. Somebody praise Him. Well, hallelujah, I'm in a number. It's you, sir. It's you, ma'am. Did you not hear it? I love what I feel right here. Holy, holy, holy. Did you not hear it? When they came to the prophet Samuel, and they said, cease not to pray for us, but keep praying. We're going to go fight the Philistines. This is what the Lord brought to me. Tell me here. This is what the Lord brought to me. And when they got over there and got to praying, He told the preacher, said, preacher, you keep praying. Don't you get down, brother. I want you to just pray. I don't want you to quit praying. We're going to go fight, but I want you to pray. And the Bible said he began to pray. Elisha began to pray. And when he began to pray, he said, Elisha, cease not to pray. And he cried out unto the Lord for them. And the Bible said that the Lord discomfited the enemy. And when he discomfited them, that simply means he brought confusion. They didn't know who they were fighting anymore. They began to turn on each other. And they began to fight with each other. But then all of a sudden, when God ended up the battle, Ebenezer took place. Hitherto has the Lord helped us, but that's not the end. And the Bible closed out that chapter and said all the days of Elisha that they never fought with the Philistines anymore. That chapter closed out. It said as long as Elisha was alive, they never fought. There was no more battles. There were no more battles. You hear me? There were no more battles with them anymore. Why? Number one, God heard the prayer of the man of God. Number two, God saw their distress. And God said, you get up. I'm fixing to give you a never. Anybody in this building can say, Brother Noah, I'm forgetting all about my position. I'm forgetting about what my children think about me. I'm forgetting about what everybody in this building thinks. I need a never. Anybody in here can say, I need a never. I want a never, God. When I curled up into that cushion and I began to cry, I began to pray on even more. I said, Lord, that's what I need is a never. Oh, you hear me? When the Lord spoke this to me to preach, I had to obey Him. But before it ever come to you, I laid over there and screamed, give me a never! I want to find that spot where I could say to some of my battles, I'll never see you again. You ever faced anything you thought would be the death of you? Huh? You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me what it is. But you can answer, have you faced anything you thought, God, this is fitting to take me down. This is fitting to pull me under. It's the Holy Ghost spoke right here. Sister Vicky. The waters. This is it, God. My ship's taking all the water it can take. The next wave may be the one that sinks me. But then God said, in the fourth watch of the night, what was laced in the darkness was a ribbon of death. But when life stepped out on the shore and started walking their direction, that ribbon began to unfold. Hallelujah. One historian said, and I just quote from facts, what we have studied, except from where Jesus was praying and where they were in the Bible said, and now the disciples were now in the midst of the sea in a storm. They were raging. And Jesus was over there praying. The Bible said He saw them yet great ways off. One historian said, from the spot where Jesus was praying to where they were at was 4 miles. Jesus was up on that mountain praying, and that sea was 4 miles away. But when He gets to looking at my situation, it's like it's right at His feet. I may feel like sometimes I'm 1,000,000 miles away from Him, but my situation, I feel the Holy Ghost, my situation is right near Him. My situation is close to where He's at. Hallelujah. He's God. You hear me? You stretch your mind as far as you want to stretch it. But He's God. That's all there is to it. He is God. I'm telling you, some of you got knocked out of the boat early on the OnStar to preach and ain't got back in yet. That's quite all right. That's all right, but you'll be the one left drowning in the river. The rest of us are going to put a never on it. Are you hearing me well? You listen to me good. I want you to understand this. When Jesus looked over there and He was down there praying at the top of that mountain, I don't know if He took Philip and He carried him and He outran the chariot into the city. And if He can take what Obed said, I believe it was Obed, or I might have the name wrong, when He told Elijah, He said, I'm not going to go see him. He said, because how do I know? He said, when I go tell him you're here, the Spirit might pick you up and carry you somewhere else.
I mean, he's God. I don't know if he didn't just stand up and take one step from the top of that mountain and already was at the bottom of the sea. And he was walking out where they were at. I believe they say 1 mile is 5,280 feet or 5,260. I don't know. 280. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, do you understand that? Do you understand that? He probably went somewhere close to 25,000 to 26,000 or just a little better feet in just a matter of seconds. I've drove sometimes and it said 1,500 feet work construction. I drove 1,500 feet and what I thought at the speed I was going, man, I should have already conquered 1,500 feet. They must not have moved their signs right. But I'm telling you, from where he sits to where I stand, there is no problem with the distance. He sent his word and healed them. Now, I don't know, I don't want to ruffle your feathers, but I'd like for you to wake up for this last little bit. I don't know how many feet. Now, you can argue all you want to, but anybody can see that when the Bible said that they said heat that furnace up 1 7 times hotter. That one represented the present heat, and that 7 times meant hotter than that one. So you multiply 7 times 1, what do you got? That's 7 times hotter than the original. I mean, anybody can see that. It didn't mean 17 times hotter. But oh, I'm not going to argue with you. But oh, do you hear me well? I'm telling you before God, I don't know how many feet them boys were. I'm made to believe they were close enough to feel the heat. He was hoping that heat would convince them, you bend, you bow. I believe they were close enough they could feel the flames, the heat of the flames. Bible and history tells us that the heavens is thrown, the earth is his footstool. History said, from here to the sun, 93,000 miles. Is that correct? 93 million, somewhere around there. But I know it's the 93. We'll just say 93 million miles. It's a long ways. Even if it was 93,000, it's a long ways, Bubba. But hear me. Hear me. From where they were the closest spot to their death, in reality, it seemed as though he was the furthest spot away from them. But by the time they reached their destination, he was already there. That is what Paul meant when he said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is faster than your trouble. Whew. My grace is faster than your conflict. Hallelujah. Let's say, preacher, you preached it past us. No, I ain't. I'm going to do something a little different right here. I want the ladies to come stand on this side. I want the brothers to come stand over here.